It's never too late to start a new YouTube channel. That's what Barbara McDonald told me. Barbara works here at YouTube. I'm here at YouTube right now. You're listening to Talking Tech. We're in a wonderful little conference room here with a play button window. Is that how you would describe it, Barbara?
Play button wallpaper, yes. Hello, everyone.
Well, I'm seeing glass in there as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is Barbara's first podcast, and we're thrilled to have her. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Tell people that have heard and thought about starting a YouTube channel but thought, well, it's too late. It's just impossible. What do you want to tell them?
I would say it is never too late to start a YouTube channel. If you have a topic that you feel extremely passionate about, go ahead and give it a try. If you're interested in filming video, go out there, figure out what your topics are going to be, upload some videos, give it a try.
Let's talk about niches, because you could do a really wide category and be hard to found, or it'd be hard to be found, or you could be really focused.
So I think, especially in the early days, having something that you could say you are the expert in, I think is going to help you get your foot in the door and help grow your channel initially. So if I were to start a YouTube channel today, I would start more on the niche side of things.
You want to give me the Disney example?
Yes, so I watch a lot of YouTube, and recently I have fallen into a hole of these travel vloggers, but their specific niche is foods at Disney World and or Disneylands around the world. So they will live close to Disneyland, and then with every new season, it seems as though Disney is switching out their foods. They have all sorts of creative things, and so they're able to have a really robust and consistent content strategy just by eating food around Disney.
And their audience is people that like to go to Disney resorts.
I don't even know if it's that. So I don't go to Disney that often, but I definitely love eating food. And so seeing all of the different types of creative foods that they have at Disney, that's what I watch for.
There's actually a whole genre of people that just go around eating and ask people to watch them eat, correct?
Yes.
And that is popular here.
I'd say that's definitely popular here.
YouTube is still the best game in town because you split the ad revenues. And I believe it was very recently Google announced that YouTube generates $15 billion a year. And so there's a lot of money going around. And so when we're going to start that new channel and we're going to be focused, what else do we want? What else do we need to know?
So I would say upload all of your content. Keep to a consistent content schedule so that your audience is, you're beginning to grow it so that they have an expectation for when new content will be available so they can come back and they can watch it. Especially in the early days, engage with your audience. Work with them through comments or the community tab to really understand what is resonating with them or what are future topics that they're interested in seeing more from. You can also use your YouTube analytics to take a look at which videos are you getting the most views on? What is your average view duration? You can use that to try to also get quantitative data about which videos are performing the best. Use that to guide your content strategy from there.
Okay, there are a lot of videos on YouTube that counsel creators on how to get ahead, and they usually say great description, great titles, great thumbnails. Those would be a top three. Your thoughts?
I very much agree with that. So also at YouTube, my little side job here is I help run Creator Insider, which is our informal source for behind the scenes news straight from the tech teams at YouTube. So it's a YouTube channel that we run, and we have a whole range of videos to help you sort of demystify some of our search and discovery systems here. And I have the amount of videos that I have uploaded where it ultimately comes down to accurate and interesting title, thumbnail, and description, that definitely seems to be key.
Let's end by talking about gear. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to do this because it's just too expensive and I don't have the right kind of camera. What are your thoughts?
So I would say it is never too late to start, and you don't necessarily need to start out there by going out and buying fancy equipment. Grab your phone, grab your GoPro, grab anything that you have available. If you feel passionate enough about a topic to make content, don't let equipment be your barrier. Make that content, get it out there.
Barbara, this was your first podcast. How did it go?
I don't know. You tell me. Audience members, I hope that there's some type of commenting feature available wherever this is being uploaded. Give us some feedback.
In many, many places. Tell everybody where to find the best YouTube creator education on YouTube. Because there are several categories, right?
There are several. So I would say check out our two official YouTube channels. One is YouTube Creators. The second is Team YouTube. But if you're interested in more of an informal, behind-the-scenes, unofficial channel, check out Creator Insider.
And that's with Barbara McDonald.
It is, yes.
All right, so leave a comment, like, comment, share, subscribe to all those good things for Barbara, right?
Tick that notification bell if you want to be sure to be notified.
That's right. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Are you on Twitter, Barbara?
I am on Twitter. You can find me at Barbara E. Mack.
M-A-C?
M-A-C, yes.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.